Welcome to a deep dive. We're here to pull out the key insights from interesting sources. Today, we're getting into episode 2 of this 16-part spiritual podcast series, Faith Beam's GP podcast.
Right, the one called The Power of Confession and Trust.
Exactly. And our mission really is to unpack how this source talks about spoken words, you know, declarations.
Yeah, how it suggests saying things out loud, especially from that spiritual angle, can actually like shape your reality.
And just a reminder for you listening, we're here to present the ideas from the source objectively. We're not endorsing or, you know, debating the theology itself.
Absolutely. Just exploring what it says.
So the core verse they focus on is Psalm 91.2.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
And the source really hammers home that this isn't just for one type of person or place. It says the power of words works if you're...
Walking in Georgetown, sipping tea in Tobago, on a bus in New York, even in a hospital room. It's universal, according to them.
So, okay, let's unpack that verse then. How does the source frame it?
Well, it's not just reading it or thinking it. They call it a declaration.
A declaration, like a formal statement.
Sort of, yeah. A verbal statement of faith.
Yeah.
And they claim it's one of the most powerful things you can do when, you know, fear or sickness hits.
Right. And they're quite specific about what to say aloud.
Mm-hmm. The Lord is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. And I trust in him. Saying those specific phrases.
Okay. And what's the reasoning behind saying them? Why does that supposedly have power?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. The source gives explicit reasons. It says, speaking these words aloud does a few things.
Like what?
It's said to activate your spirit.
Activate your spirit.
Uh-huh. Like waking up your inner self. Then it's meant to remind your soul and also confirm your covenant with God.
Confirm your covenant. So like reaffirming a promise or a relationship.
Exactly. So it's suggesting a really direct link between just, you know, vocalizing something and your spiritual state. It's active.
That's a key distinction they're making then, the vocalization part. And this ties into a broader idea they call the power of confession.
Right. And they're clear. This isn't just like rattling off scripture because you feel you ought to.
No. What is it then?
It's described more like speaking life when death is nearby or speaking peace when anxiety attacks.
Okay. So actively countering the negative with specific words.
Precisely. Or speaking protection when headlines say otherwise, and use Proverbs 18.21 to support this.
Which is it?
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So your words have real consequences, basically.
Got it. And does the source give practical examples of using this power of confession?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It gets very specific. Like, if you're afraid, the advice is to actually say, God is my fortress.
Out loud.
Out loud. If you're sick, say, you are my refuge and healer. If you're confused, I trust you, Lord.
And if you feel attacked?
Then it's, I'm covered under the shadow of the Almighty. Specific declarations for specific problems.
And what are the effects supposed to be? What does doing this achieve, according to the source?
Well, they claim it does quite a lot. It's said to reprogram your mind.
Reprogram your mind, like changing how you think.
Yeah, shifting those default negative thoughts. It's also meant to realign your spirit, kind of like tuning an instrument.
Okay.
And finally, to activate your spiritual armor, putting on protection, essentially, through your words.
Wow. So it's presented as a really active, almost defensive spiritual practice.
Very much so.
And they have a story to illustrate this, right? This is where it gets really interesting. The case study.
Yes. Lisa from Trinidad and Tobago.
Tell us about her situation based on the source.
Okay. So Lisa was a school teacher. And this is apparently during the peak of the pandemic. She was totally overwhelmed.
Understandable.
Yeah, juggling online teaching, caring for her elderly mother, plus her own worries about getting sick. Just a lot of pressure.
So what did she do? What was the action she took, according to the podcast?
She decided to try this declaration thing. Every morning, for 30 days straight, she stood in front of her mirror.
Ah.
And she declared out loud, God, you are my refuge. You are my fortress. I trust you. Same words every day.
Okay, 30 days. What was the outcome they reported?
Well, Lisa apparently said, and I'm quoting loosely here, I can't explain it. Something lifted.
Lifted.
Yeah. The fear didn't stay. She said she felt God's presence, not just at home, but in her online classroom even at the grocery store.
Wow.
And she concluded that declaring that verse every morning became her strength.
So that directly links back to their main point, doesn't it? What you say shifts the atmosphere.
Exactly. It's presented as a real-world example of the principle in action, a tangible shift.
Okay, but the source also flips this around, right? It poses a challenge.
It does. It asks listeners, essentially, okay, if you're not saying those positive declarations, what are you saying instead?
Uh-oh. Yeah, calling attention to the negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm. It lists common things people say, like, I'll never make it, or this always happens to me.
Guilty. Especially the, I can't take this anymore, one when things get stressful.
Right. Or even, nobody cares, or God doesn't hear me. Things may be said in frustration or despair.
And the source's take on those kinds of statements.
It's pretty strong. The message is, words matter, and what you confess creates climate.
Creates a climate, like the atmosphere around you.
Yeah. And they use this really vivid analogy. They ask, if your words built a house, would it be safe enough to live in?
Oof. That's Amit. That makes you think, doesn't it? About the kind of house you're building with your everyday complaints or fears.
Definitely encourages some self-reflection on habitual language.
But it doesn't just leave you there feeling bad about your negative talk. It offers a solution.
Right. It talks about changing the blueprint. Actively switching things up.
How so? What are the examples?
So instead of saying, I'll never make it, the suggestion is to declare, God is making a way.
Okay, a direct replacement.
Instead of, this always happens to me, say, the Lord is my refuge.
Using that core verse again.
Exactly. Or swapping, I can't take this anymore, for the Lord is my strength. It's about conscious substitution.
And they bring in another verse to support this idea of speaking out.
Yes, Psalm 107.2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, implying there's an expectation or even a command to speak about your redemption or deliverance.
So this conscious shift in language,
yeah,
the source implies it's more than just like a psychological trick, right?
Absolutely. It's presented as something much deeper. The implication is that changing your words can fundamentally alter your actual experience.
Oh, fundamentally.
It suggests it can set the tone for your day, your decisions, and your destiny. So not just your mood, but the whole trajectory.
Destiny. That's a big word. So steering your life path through conscious speech.
That's the idea presented, yes. A proactive navigation using words.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive then, the main takeaway from this source, Faith Beam's GP podcast, episode 2, seems to be
the really profound power it attributes to intentional spoken declarations.
Yeah, that it's not just positive thinking, but an active spiritual practice. A way to engage with your circumstances by choosing your words carefully.
Right. It's about saying it.
So a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe mull over.
Given how much emphasis this source places on the impact of spoken words, especially when you're facing fear or uncertainty.
How might you intentionally choose your declarations?
You know, to actively try and shape your own experience, no matter what challenge you're up against. What kind of house are your words building right now?